Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
There's been a small but significant change in the law when it comes to who gets paid what when a piece of music is played on the radio or TV. It's an amendment to the Copyright Act and tilts the balance back in favour of those performers who recorded the music originally, either their own or someone else's. The big record companies probably won't like it, but that tilt, but the giant music streamers, including Spotify and Apple, won't be impacted. Matthew Ford is a specialist in intellectual property and a partner with the law firm Lewis Silkin. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Now, tell us what the situation was for performers when a piece of music is played before the new legislation came into force.
Well, before, historically, performers received nothing or very little from income streams that were derived from royalties earned for the broadcasting and public play of sound recordings. So, as you said, so when a song is played on the radio or played in the pub, in a public broadcast situation, there would have been revenues paid out for those. Those revenues before this change would have usually ended up in the hands of the record label or the owner of copyright of the sound recording.
And were they not obliged in the past to hand over some of that to the artist?
Well, yes, and this was the issue. So the copyright laws did actually enshrine a equitable right, but it never defined how that share should be distributed. So historically, instead of receiving what is now a considerable percentage, they would have probably received 0%. And that precipitated with a court case that was brought back in 2019 and a decision before the European Court, resulted in a finding, and it was a case brought by RAP, who are the collecting society for the performers, and they brought that case against the Irish state and against the PPI, who are the collecting organisation for producers. And that effectively held that Ireland was in non-compliance with EU and international copyright law. So this is what has precipitated this change.
So it took 7 years to change. So what changes now? Who gets what now?
Well, now it is fixed in law. So the default position in law is that it's an equal share. So it's 50-50. So the owner of copyright and the sound recordings will we've been entitled 50%, but so will the performers. So they're put on an equal footing.
And in terms of the actual session musicians, let's say the musician came from all over the world. Are they still entitled to 50-50?
Absolutely. So this only relates to broadcast in Ireland. But for example, if there's a song, there are American performers on. It was recorded in the US. It's a US owned recording, but it is played in Ireland. The royalties that are derived from that play in Ireland, now with the changes to the law, the American performers would be entitled to their shares under Irish law.
Oh.
And that's
quite generous.
It is generous, and because it's not reciprocal in the case of the US, so Irish performers on plays in the US will not receive a reciprocal percentage, which does seem grossly unfair. But that was the situation previously. But now the pool of performers that can enjoy receipts in Ireland is greatly expanded by this new change.
And is Ireland now in line with other European nations when it comes to copyright and paying musicians and artists, or is it now an outlier?
No, well, it's leapt up. It was a laggard before, but it's now leapt up to very much to the top. So Ireland now would probably, I mean, the sort of top three countries that were performer friendly would be probably would certainly be Spain at the top, and then France and Germany just underneath, and Ireland now would be on par with Germany, really. So I mean, the golden, you know, the sort of, you know, the poster boy really for performers in Europe is Spain, and we're not there yet, but that's and that's essentially because this act doesn't deal with streaming revenues, whereas Spain has actually enacted legislation that actually deals with revenues from streamed income.
Now, you mentioned streamers. They are not impacted by this at all. So the likes of Spotify, nothing changes for them.
Nothing changes for them in Ireland, no. So this only deals with the broadcast on radio or in public places. Mm.
What about whether when something is played or when a song is played online on YouTube or whatever, is that impacted?
No, it's not. So again, it's essentially is a private use. So this act only deals with broadcast and a public play. So I mean, essentially, if you had a pub or a bar and you were playing music through via Spotify or YouTube, you would need to be playing a license. So that would be a public performance of the recording. So technically, yes, you would. That would fall within your, and that would be caught within your license.
Okay, and when a song or a piece of music is played on a smart speaker digitally online, but it's via a radio station, that must be covered.
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah. Now, the music industry is very worried about AI-created music, artificially created music, which is played. Is that addressed in this change in law?
No, it isn't. No, it isn't at all. So this doesn't go anywhere near there. And now that, of course, is an important subject. Particularly in terms of the fact that obviously AI needs to learn on existing
by
material.
Copying.
That's right. And so I think, I mean, the sort of part two of this story is really how do performers benefit from that learning process, that copying process, and that is something that is certainly being addressed in some states, but certainly not in Ireland yet. But it will. It's on the list.
What will happen, do you think? I presume it'll have to be addressed at some stage, otherwise all sorts of artificially created music will be out there and the people it was stolen from or borrowed from won't benefit.
Well, that's right. And yes, certainly there have been a lot of groups have been lobbying and pushing for some sort of coordinated approach to this, and it's not just in the music industry. Obviously, there's an enormous amount of content, which is effectively the subject of it is part of the learning tool for AI. And you know, is it should the original creators of that be fairly rewarded? Mm. I think the general consensus is yes.
Matthew, thanks for joining us. That's Matthew Ford, a specialist in intellectual property and a partner at the law firm Lewis Silkin.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.